tackle coming out of USC and being highly regarded as I was. And, you know, definitely talking to a lot of people, sitting down with my brother, sitting down with my dad, and, you know, they basically told me that, you know, if you're going to be a highly valued prospect, you know, it's definitely the time to come out. And, you know, I've done all I could at SC. I was All-American. I won the Morris Trophy. I accomplished everything I wanted to accomplish there. And I think it was definitely time for me to move on and take my skills to the next level.
You described you as a ferocious, high-motor guy. How do you describe yourself?
You know, it's pretty accurate. You know, I definitely like to impose my will on my opponent, you know, get after it. You know, to when the first ball snapped, the whistle blows in the game. You know, that's my style, and I think, you know, it's definitely accurate.
What do you feel you need to prove here?
Definitely certain aspects of my running game. I've definitely been working on that a lot this offseason, working over at API and my strength, you know, getting bigger, getting stronger, and I think I've definitely made vast improvements, you know, since the end of the season.
What did you weigh in? What was your height?
306, 6'6", 306.
And what was your plan weight during the season?
About 300. So I gained about 6 pounds, but a good weight. Yeah, about 306 is heaviest I've been, but you know, I feel good playing at that weight. You know, I still can move well. I'm going to do everything over at the combine, and you know, I'm definitely excited to do that.
Is that something scouts or your agent told you needed to do, was get a little bigger?
Oh, definitely. You know, definitely put more bulk in my frame. You know, I'm so tall and slender. You know, I can weigh 310 and it still wouldn't look like it. So I definitely have room to add more weight, and I'm definitely looking to do that. You know, training these next 2 months. But yeah, I think getting bigger, getting stronger, you know, working on my body.
Do you have a goal in mind?
Set you apart from the rest of the tackles?
You know, just my certain strengths. I've always strived on, you know, rather than being, you know, overly heavy, overly big, is keeping my speed and keeping my athleticism. I think that's definitely been a big strength in my game. And always finding something to work on my technique and, you know, to become a better player. And you know, I think it has definitely paid off. It's definitely helped out. You know, my brother's almost kind of laid the path for me.
Orson Charles, Georgia tight end.
I started
William
off
Orson Charles,
coming
William
out of Servite. When he went to Servite, going through SC and then going through this draft process, I've always had my brother there to kind of help me and tell me everything to expect, and kind of having that tool right there to help me, you know, in any way possible, and he's definitely been a big help.
Are there one or two main things he's told you about this few days here?
Definitely got to be strong. You know, going through all these medicals, all these interviews and everything, it definitely can wear on you mentally, and I think that's the whole point of the process, you know, to see how you react to certain things. And but, you know, definitely be who I am. I think, you know, he was telling me that, you know, the coaches appreciate that, you know, just be yourself. The coaches want to know who you're about.
Howie Roseman, Philadelphia.
There's nothing
Eagles
you can hide from them that they won't find out. But yeah, definitely just being yourself and you know, doing well for all these coaches and all the interviews.
What do you think of Jonathan Martin as a player, and do you consider him a rival?
No, not really. No, me and John become good friends. He's trained over at Athlete Performance, and you know, he's a great tackle. He's really athletic, really big. I think he weighed in at 312. One of the best tackles I've seen. I've definitely watched him on film, and you know, I have tremendous respect for what kind of player he is, and you know, he's definitely going to do a great job wherever he goes.
With Andrew Luck being basically the consensus number one for months, going back to last year's draft, have you thought about the value at that number two pick and what that means this year?
You know, with watching the draft in the past years, anything can happen. You know, teams can trade. You know, players may slide down the draft. So, you know, what I've done through this draft process is do all I can to, you know, show the coaches who I am, perform the best I can over here in the combine, running, show my athleticism, and basically doing whatever I can to become a better player. And, you know, that's all I can really focus on. I don't have control of who drafts me. That has to do with the coaches and the owners, that, you know, if they want to. But, you know, definitely just focus on what I can do to become a better player. And that's all I really thought about.
So what do you say if one of these interviews, and the coach says, "Matt, why are you the best offensive lineman or tackle in the draft?" What do you say?
You know, I would definitely say I am the best tackle in the draft. You know, especially in my position or quarterback position or any big time position. You know, confidence is definitely a big part of your game, and I think, you know, they want to hear that you think you're the best tackle. And You know, I think I am. I think I've definitely worked hard, going through SC, working on any little thing I can to become a better player, and I'm definitely ready to take my skills to the next level.
So like general manager Rick Fields said, you played with a nasty defeat. Where does that come from?
It's just something that kind of happened along the way. I wouldn't say nasty, but I think more of an aggressive player. I definitely like to finish all the way to the snap of the whistle. And, like I said, impose my will on my opponent and basically let them know that I'm on the field and I'm going to be on the field for the rest of the game. And I think that's where I get that demeanor from.
Matt, how important is the 40-yard dash to you compared to some of the other footwork drills and strength?
It's really important. I think coaches want to see how well you can move, how well you can run, how fluid of an athlete you are. And I think it's definitely important, more so the 10-yard to 20-yard range, because it's more realistic going the linebacker to a safety. But I think it's really important to kind of show off athleticism.
What's the plan with Matt Hogan next year to help you going forward?
Matt's an outstanding quarterback. I wish him the best. He's going to do great things over there at SC. But, definitely leaving. We were talking for a while, and, I think when we finally made our choice, it was the best decisions for us to make. And, I expect nothing but great things from him. He's definitely probably going to win the Heisman.
Being in an offense like that with a future professional quarterback.
Oh, yeah. No, Matt's a super smart guy. He's over there in the coach's office, from 8 a.m. to 8 at night. He's definitely putting in the hours, and he's something special, too. He's a leader on and off the field. And, having someone like that, as professional as that, is kind of what I have to look forward to in the next level, to see a professional quarterback like that.
How prepared are you for the expectations of being a great player right away in a very difficult position to transition into?
It's just a responsibility I have to take. All I can do is work as hard as I can and do whatever I can, to excel at the position. But, first off, wherever I get drafted, I'm not going to be given a spot. I have to earn it. And, that's definitely something I'm looking forward to doing. Going to SC and learning how to compete has definitely taught me that, you're not always going to be the starter when you go there. But, whatever team I go to, I'm going to fight my butt off to earn a spot and definitely excel at that position, and hopefully be there, for the rest of my career.
Matt, how would you like to protect Sam Bradford's blind side in St. Louis?
I'll be honest, I'd like to protect any quarterback. Quarterback is a big part of the offense, so wherever I go, I'm definitely going to, work my butt off to make sure that guy never gets hit.
How much have you looked at the personnel or thought about being in St. Louis or Minnesota that the team?
Not that much. Mostly just from watching ESPN and the news and stuff like that, just having the TV on. But, like I said, I just need to focus on what I can do to become a better player. And wherever I go, that's what I'm going to work hard at.
Have you got those two teams, their level of interest, and have you met with them already here?
All my formal interviews are tomorrow. So, I'll definitely get to know the teams a lot better when I meet with them tomorrow afternoon.
Matt, how much do you think bloodlines play a role since your dad was a very good offensive line pro line as well? Is there any downside coming from a fan where expectations are so high?
Definitely not. What my dad did a great job of raising me and my brother. He definitely didn't force football upon us. It was definitely a choice we wanted to make, but he made it clear that we could play whatever sport we wanted to. And, if we wanted to play football and we wanted his help, that it was going to be his way or he wasn't going to help us. So it was definitely a choice that we made, and I think that's what made it so great for us is that we want to play football and we love the sport. And it also helps to have a father who's been in the NFL and has been through all that experience, and especially for me, and then having a brother who's been through that, a closer age gap. And he's definitely been a big help.
How did he help you?
My father, just hours on end going to the park, working on my technique, watching film in high school, and coming home on the weekends in college and going over film with my dad, and basically doing everything I can to become a better player. And that's what he's taught us. There's always something in your game you can improve, and you strive for perfection, you can never get there, but you set a high goal for yourself just to become a better player.
You blocked some kicks in your college career. Was that kind of fun for you, and how were you able to do it?
Definitely. That was Coach John Backer's thing. He likes putting offensive linemen on the field goal block because, they know how to drive block. They know how to get off the ball. But it was it's definitely something I want to do. I volunteered for it. You know, as offensive lineman, you don't get any fame, or you don't know how to score a touchdown. So me blocking a few field goals, you know, that was more than enough for me. Especially at Utah, blocking a field goal to win the game, that was probably the highlight of my college career.
How young were you when your dad first took you to the park to work on technique? Do you remember?
Freshman year of college, so about 15, 16 is when we really started getting serious about football. You know, before that, it was just junior American football and kind of having fun. And then when it came time to get serious, you know, going to the park every weekend and working on any little thing I could. And I think so about 15, 16, that's when I really started getting serious about football.
You mentioned working on your strength. Is the bench press something you've concentrated on coming into here?
Yeah, well, I have no doubt. I'll do well on bench. You know, I've always worked really hard in the weight room. So, you know, doing the bench and all that, I've got nothing to hide. I know I'll put out good numbers. But, you know, that's another thing I've been taught. And why I think I've been so fortunate of not being injured is working hard in the weight room and kind of working through those injuries and staying healthy the whole final career.
You were able to bring down a couple more questions.
It definitely helps to play with the player and see him excel at the next level. And you know, coming into SC with Tyron and you know, knowing what a good player he is, and you know, hopefully I could be half the player he is in the NFL. You know, he's an outstanding player and you know, one of my good buddies, and it's definitely awesome, you know, seeing someone you played with play at the next level. You know, seeing Tyron and former teammates like Chris O'Dowd go through that whole process, you know, it definitely helped. I knew from what happened to Tyron, you know, leaving the season at 278, then coming to the combine weighing about 310, I was like, all right, this is definitely the place I want to come train at. But, you know, they've helped me with my strength, my speed, basically my overall game, you know, working with the coaches over there on offensive line drills and technique and all that. And it's definitely helped me a lot.
Is Tyron someone you've talked about, too, about this process?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And how has he helped you?
He's helped me a lot, you know, just like my brother, but even someone who's more close of age than me. Actually, I think I'm older than him. But, you know, he's told me about this whole process, you know, just basically talking about, you know, what the playbook's like in the NFL and, you know, the opponents are like, and you know, it definitely helped me a lot.
Is it the true story that as a kid, when your dad would say, hey, let's go play football, some people would be out throwing the ball around, but you guys went out and practiced getting in the three-point stance?
Oh, yeah. My dad, let's play football, is let's go do kick steps, and let's work O-line drills. And my first time going to Servite, I tried to play tight end as a freshman, and my dad went on the field and was like, no, he's playing left tackle. And that pretty much ended that dream. So.
And listen, you described yourself and your friends as tackling dummies for your older brother and his friends?
Oh, yeah. My brother was coming out of high school, and he was about to go to the USC camp. Me and Chris Galippo were one-on-one dummies and getting tossed around with bloody knees and elbows, basically getting beat up on a big bro.
You think you would have been a good tight end?
No, I would have been a sweet tight end. Maybe like an Anthony Munoz or something, catching touchdowns in the end zone.
What was the name of the park your dad took you to? What city was it?
It was, actually, we worked a lot on Butterfield Park. That's where I played junior All-American football in Corona, California. So I've grown up there my whole life.
Did he even let you throw a football? Or
no.
Did he even bring a football to these work?
Yeah, for my brother to snap and then beat me up playing D-line. That's about it.
Appreciate it, Matt.
Thanks a lot.
Yes.
I used to be a freelancer for you guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Where are you now?
I'm in Indianapolis. I'm based here with the Associated Press.
Oh, okay.
Good to meet you. Nice to see you.
What would you say?